ideas to assemble this service, that there is an important aspect of giving them a message this morning. So we're going to do this a little bit differently, and I'm just going to grab a seat here. I want to share with you guys something that I think is really neat. And I think the Bible is really neat. When I was growing up, we had all these Bibles all around our house. We had them in the kitchen, we had them downstairs, we had them in our bedrooms. We had them in all different places everywhere. And I always thought that the Bible, like a lot of the books that we read today, one person wrote it. But that's not actually the case. There is no one person who lived long enough to see everything that happened in the Bible. People grow up, they get old, and new people grow up, and their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And after thousands of years of God working in the world, and God living with people, all of these different things that happen to people were assembled into one book. And that's how we have the Bible today. And what I think is neat about that is the fact that God just didn't find someone who was really smart or really brave or really strong and use them to share in the world about who he was. But he used all sorts of different people. He used short people like Zacchaeus. He used people who had never really done much before like David. He used people who had their left hand that they wrote and did things with. He used people that were really big and really small. He used people that were really old and really, really young. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about two different people today. Two people that I think are just really, really neat because of what God did in their lives and when he used them. The first one, you guys all know him, you guys have all heard his stories, is Abraham. Now, Abraham was really old when God first came to him and told him that you were going to have lots of kids and you were going to be the father of all nations and your children, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. There'll be just as many stars as you have kids. And Abraham, he wasn't just old enough to have his own kid. He wasn't old enough to have, he was older than just being able to have his own kid. He was old enough to be a grandpa. He was old enough that his grandkids could have had kids. But up to that point, he had never had his own kid before. And God came to him and said, I promise that this is going to happen. And it took some time. And it wasn't necessarily when Abraham wanted it, but because he was faithful, he got to experience God's promise. He got to see all the things that God promised come true. Now, the other story that we talked about today was the one that you guys read in the scriptures of the little boy who brought his lunch and Jesus did a miracle with it. Now, what had happened at that time, just like you guys read in the story, was they had come to learn from Jesus. And back in those days, when they came to hear from Jesus or when you sat in front of your Bible teacher, it would go on for hours and hours. It would generally go half or three quarters of the day. You'd be there from morning until afternoon. So as Jesus is teaching, these people got hungry. And the disciples, they didn't know what to do. They were thinking, well, how can we find enough money to pay for all these people? It would take so much money, way more money than we actually have. And then all of a sudden, there's this little boy with a lunch. Now, the disciples didn't go up to this boy and say, hey, you, give me your food. The boy actually must have come to them and said, this is what I have. Now, he had just a couple little barley loaves and a couple fish. And these aren't big loaves like you see at the grocery store that are this big. They would have been just big enough to fit in your hands. And these fish that he had are not big, giant sturgeons or alligator gars or any of those things. I watch a lot of Deadliest Catch and so forth, as you tell. They weren't these giant, giant fish, but they were just these little fish, kind of like the ones that we get at the grocery store in a tin can. And the disciples didn't come to this boy and take his lunch and say, Jesus, look what we can use here. But this boy came and he gave of what he had to Jesus. And he said, this is what I've got. It's my lunch. His mom packed it for him. And he probably wasn't thinking that day that he would run into Jesus. He probably wasn't even thinking that this is where his lunch would be. But he came and he said to Jesus, he said to the disciples, this is what I have and you can use it. And Jesus gave thanks, he broke the bread and broke the fish, and everyone was fed. The Bible says 5,000 men. Now, as far as it goes, when the Bible counts like that, they don't count moms, they don't count grandmas, they don't count kids. When they say 5,000 men, they're talking just the dads. So that's actually a lot more. I mean, you guys know how many brothers and sisters you guys have. Most of you, there's four or five of you in your household. So it would have been a huge people, enough to people to fill a small stadium. And Jesus was able to feed them all because this boy came forward and took what he had and he gave it to God. When God first came to Abraham, he said, you're going to take up everything you have and you're going to go move really far away, somewhere you've never been before. You're going to leave everything you've ever known, your family, all of your relatives. You're going to take some of them with you, but you're going to leave everything that you have ever known in your life and you're going to go someplace new. And Abraham was willing to trust God. Now, what happened with both these people is they were willing to say yes. When God came to them and talked to them about doing something, they stepped up and they said, absolutely, God, I will follow where you're leading. They brought what they had and they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know how it was going to turn out. But what they did know is who God was. What they did know is that God could do great things. So that is what I want to encourage you guys with. The word yes. It's a really small word. It's a really easy word. But when you say it, it means you got to do something with it. When your parents ask you to clean up your room and you say yes, that means you got to go do it, and probably pretty quick too. When we say yes to God, we've got to open our hearts and our lives and be willing to listen. Now, not all of us will hear a big voice from heaven going, hey you, this is what you're going to do. But what we have to do is we have to come to God and pray. And when we pray, we get to talk to God just like we did, but also we have to listen. We have to quiet our minds and our hearts from all the stuff that we're thinking about, of our favorite TV shows, or what, how our sports team is doing, or your soccer team, or anything like that. But we've got to really concentrate and just kind of quiet our hearts and minds and just ask God, what would you have of me? And when we know what that is, to just be like that boy with that lunch, to be like Abraham, to be willing to just step up and say yes. Let's just bow our heads, close our eyes, and we're going to pray. Dear God, we thank you that we have such an amazing book with all of these recorded things that have happened before, all of these stories that have been written down. Lord, we thank you that over the thousands of years that these have come together in a book that we have called the Bible. Lord, we thank you we live in a place that where we can get enough education that we know how to read it and how to understand it. Lord, we thank you that we have these Bibles on our bookshelves. We have them in the pews in front of us. A lot of us even have them on our telephones and our computers. Lord, we thank you that we can look into it and see all these different people who said yes to you. God, we pray that you help give us the courage that we need in our lives to say yes. That you help us understand by listening what it is that you would have us do. Lord, we thank you for this day and realize that every day we have to say yes. That we can't just say it once and it's done, but each morning when we wake up, we need to decide to live for you. Lord, we just give this day to you, and we say yes. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, we are going to invite Vivian and Ethan back up for our formal benediction and announcements.